So last night, Manchester City made history. They've got themselves through to the semi-final of the Champions League after a 1-0 victory over Paris Saint-Germain. That means they go through 3-2 on aggregate. And for City fans, I imagine today still feels quite good after last night's huge success. Let's find out how City fans are feeling. Let's speak to Sam Roscoe from the Blue Moon podcast. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
So, are you calm now, or are you still actually like, wow, this has happened?
It's still sort of sinking in, really. Little City in the last four of a top European competition, which for so long was the bane of our lives when we had to go to work and to school, to college, to university, and put up with Manchester United fans watching the Champions League draw of the latter stages, and you just be there in the background thinking, wonder if one day. Well, actually, now it is a realisation, and you know, the last four of this top elite competition, it is really surreal.
Is it still a case of Little City, or have they gone through an evolution and can't really be seen as that now?
I think certainly in the last couple of seasons when it's come to the Champions League, they have shown that inexperience, but I think so far this season they've really stepped up to the plate. Pellegrini's seemed to have sorted out his Champions League team, and he's made some gutsy decisions, such as leaving Yaya Toure on the bench last night, setting out with that team that went to PSG and got that fantastic result. And once again, they did the job last night. So I think they are now established as a Champions League side, an experienced one at that as well. You know, you don't get to the semi-finals just by luck. You do need some merit as well, although they have had quite a lot of luck along the way, favourable draws you could say, as well as that, but they've got there by the quality, and on the day such as last night, that's really shone through, that quality.
Kevin De Bruyne, of course, looks an absolute superstar again since he's come back from injury. Are you thinking what our season could have been had he not have got injured, but also what our season could have been had we not managed to get that signing in the first place?
Certainly. Last night after the match, a Manchester City fan account tweeted a picture of the back mail of the Mirror, I think it was, when they first signed Kevin De Bruyne, and it was the 60 million Chelsea flop was the headline. And now looking back at that, he's certainly justified that price tag, if not more. One thing I was saying on the way home last night to a friend in the car was, well, look, you know, if Manchester City were to sell De Bruyne today, he'd certainly get that 60 million back, if not more, at least. So he certainly is making his mark and showing what an incredible talent he is. I mean, you've only got to look at, like you mentioned, what if? That is the big question. If City would have had him all that time he was out. It's not just his quality that he brings, it's the quality he brings to the others around him as well, and it's the chances that he creates. He's the one of the top, I think I was looking at a stat this morning, I think he's created the most chances in the Premier League, which is a pretty incredible stat to say how long he's been out for, and you know, it's his first season back in the Premier League after that pretty miserable time at Chelsea. But what a player, and yeah, it's just incredible, isn't it?
Also last night, Real Madrid getting through against Wolfsburg in their game tonight. Well, actually, no, rather than looking at tonight's fixtures, let's just say, Sam, if you could pick from Real Madrid and the teams who play tonight, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona, Benfica or Bayern Munich, I'm going to guess, just because of who your head coach is going to be next season, I'm going to guess that Bayern stand out for you. But are they the team you'd want to face, or are they the team you'd want nowhere, you know, to go nowhere near at this stage?
I think we've been having this debate in the office this morning, and it's a really tough one, because although there are matches tonight, I still don't think they're dead certs that Barca and Bayern Munich will get through, although they both have the league. We saw so far in this round of quarterfinals how those fine margins have really come through and proven to be crucial. I think it's going to be a tough test tonight for Bayern Munich away in Portugal, and it's going to be a tough game for Barcelona, who aren't at their best form at the minute. You know, Atletico have got the revenge on them almost. They'll want vengeance from that that very, very tight defeat in the Nou Camp. But I think I couldn't possibly pick out of any of them. I think it's going to be a really tough game. But like as mentioned, if anything that this quarter final stage has shown us is that it's going to come down to those small margins, and Manchester City do have a chance of getting through to the final, whoever they play, whether that be Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Benfica, Atletico. It's going to be a big chance. And to be honest with you, with the form that City have shown in the Champions League, I think I wouldn't mind taking anyone over two legs.
Could this be the year that City win it?
Well, there's no reason to say why they can't go all the way, like I've just mentioned. Whether they can win it is... It's a dream, isn't it, really? Just talking about it now, it's like the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up, talking about little old City getting to the semi-finals of the Champions League and possibly going on to the final, and then even winning it. What? I've had a couple of friends already text me this morning pricing up flights to Milan, which I think... I'm not going to go anywhere near. I've already texted them back saying, don't bother, I'm not getting involved. I don't want to tempt fate or anything like that. But it's certainly looking that way. Like I mentioned, it is going to be so tight, the semi-final. Whoever they play, they're going to come up against one of the top teams in Europe, whether that's Barcelona, Bayern, or Real Madrid, we're yet to see. But it's going to be really tight. City have got a great chance. And I think if they play the way that they've shown against PSG, that they can do, then it's going to go straight down to the wire.
Just looking ahead to next season, we know Pep Guardiola's coming in. There's all kinds of rumours who he might bring into the Etihad. Of all of those rumours, forget reality for a second, just of all those rumours, Sam, name me a couple of players that you think, do you know, I would love it if that happened.
Wow, where to start, really? It certainly looks as though he's going to get an open checkbook, obviously, with the money coming in from the TV deal. Most sides in the Premier League are going to get that. So I think it's about how he adapts the squad to suit his system, and it's about what he needs to adapt that squad. I think at the minute with how the team are playing, they realise that nobody's safe with Guardiola coming in next season and with that open checkbook. So we've seen them up their game, certainly in the Champions League. You know, Mangala, for instance, had the game of his life last night, and he's really looking like the player who City initially went out to sign. I think, though, if it could come down to one, I think the linchpin in the midfield next season could be Paul Pogba, with Yaya Toure's agent making all sorts of noises that he's not going to be here, and it's certainly looking that way. I don't see any way back for Yaya Toure now. With Guardiola coming in, who, you know, got rid of him at Barcelona, and the fact that his manager is his agent is just totally going off the rails to the papers and slagging City off and the management and the hierarchy as much as he possibly can do to try and squeeze another contract out of the club. I think Yaya's race is run, so I think the perfect replacement for him, who, let's be honest with you, Yaya Toure has been one of the best players for Manchester City ever. He's been so influential in that midfield, and he's given the club so much success, and he's given the team so much impetus to go on attack, to change from defence to attack, and that's been the key to Manchester City's success. So I think Yaya Toure has a massive credit where that comes from with City's success. So he's going to be a huge, huge, huge loss. But if they can get someone like Paul Pogba to replace him, then I think that is the next level, and I think he'll be the perfect replacement for Yaya Toure.
Well, Sam Roscoe from the Blue Moon podcast, always great to get you on Radio Yorkshire. Savour the moment and enjoy that semi-final draw for the Champions League on Friday.
I'm certainly going to. Thanks, mate.